Welcome to The Impact Factor, how to get noticed, motivate millions, and make a difference in a noisy world.
Ken MacArthur. What can I say about Ken MacArthur other than Ken has become a good friend?
You know a great person when you meet him, and I just want to tell you, he's a great man.
He has amassed a number of experts to speak to you.
Ken is one of those guys that as soon as you meet him, he just draws you in, almost like a grandfather with a chocolate bar and you're a little kid.
And then Ken's also like the mother bird that he pushes you out of the nest even when you think you're not ready to fly, and you actually do fly. So thank you, Ken, for pushing me out of the nest.
All you have to do is just do a Google search on Ken MacArthur, and you can see the amazing reputation this man has.
Hey folks, welcome to The Impact Factor. This is episode 4 in our series on creating massive impact. Today we're going to talk about one man. One man is actually a play on words. It's an anonymous kind of a guy who prefers to live his life anonymously, but he was out there doing good things. I'm going to tell you about that story and how he reached literally millions and millions of people. So yes, one man can make a difference. So that's the big question. Can one person make a difference? Let me tell you the story. One man returned to Australia from living in London, where he had broken up with his fiancée and seen his parents divorced and his grandmother take ill. Juan's family and friends were scattered across the world, and he was lonely. I know a lot of you have probably felt that way from time to time. Well, one night, Juan went out to a party, and something little happened. A stranger came up to him and gave him a hug. It was no big deal, but somehow that simple hug made Juan feel as if he were king. In fact, he felt that the hug was the greatest thing that had ever happened to him. It also gave him an idea. The idea was a little different. Okay, more than a little different. The idea seemed strange even to Juan, but the idea grew on him. 6 months later, after getting his hug, Juan decided to fight his loneliness with his idea. He decided to give away hugs to strangers in the mall. Juan is young, but he isn't crazy. He didn't feel that he could walk up to a stranger without any form of introduction and give him or her a hug, so Juan held up a sign with the words, "Free hugs," printed on both sides. Juan was pretty nervous, but he kept holding up his sign and hoped that at least one person would take him up on his offer. For the first 15 minutes, nobody did. People stared at him as if he were more than a little crazy. They hurried by, trying not to look him in the eye. Juan started to wonder if his idea was as crazy as it sounded. It went on that way for a while. Finally, a little old lady gave him his first hug, looked him in the eye, and smiled. Something changed. It's a proven fact that smiles are contagious. After the first hug, more people started to smile, and others were encouraged to join in the hugging. As more people smiled and more people were hugged, and soon there were multiple people hugging each other, and laughter started to spread throughout the mall. For every person who got a hug, 5 walked past with a smile on their face. People had been walking around the mall, feeling lonely and isolated, were connected and laughing, and they felt better. It made a real difference, if only for that moment. For Juan, too. Soon it was a weekly ritual. Every Thursday afternoon, Juan would leave his job to spend a few hours dispensing hugs in the mall. Apparently, there were lots of lonely people in the mall. One of the people that took Juan up on his offer of a hug was Shimon Moore. Shimon was a member of a band called Sick Puppies. The band had managed to land a record contract and tour Australia only to have the record label fold. At that point, things weren't going so well. When money started getting tight, Shimon needed a paying job. Playing with his band at night limited the options, so after a year and a half, the 20-year-old musician worked odd jobs in his spare time. That's why Shimon put on a sandwich board sign advertising half-price shoes and trudged through Sydney's Pitt Street Mall. Shimon kept the job to fight mounting bills while his band struggled for recognition. Unfortunately, no one was noticing his band, and he hated the part-time jobs. In September, Shimon put on his sandwich board sign as usual, and as he walked around the mall, he saw Juan dispensing hugs. Something about the smiling people compelled Shimon to go up and give Juan a hug, and he asked him the same question everybody asks him, which is, "Why are you doing this?" Juan gave Shimon the same answer he gives everyone, "Because I like making people smile." Shimon thought it was the coolest idea he'd ever heard in his life. When Shimon met Juan, he had just seen Morgan Spurlock's Academy Award-winning film, Super Size Me. The film is an expose of the McDonald's fast food empire. Spurlock put his own body on the line, living on nothing but McDonald's for an entire month, and made the documentary film about the experience. Watching the film inspired Shimon to want to create a film of his own, so the next question was, what should he film? Shimon thought Juan giving away hugs was something that deserved to be documented, and today he says if someone hadn't recorded it, it would have been a crime. Shimon decided to film Juan, and they soon became friends. Shimon borrowed his father's video camera to shoot footage, and they filmed one day a week for 2 months. That's when they started getting into trouble with the authorities. Shimon and Juan decided to take Juan's hugging around to different parts of the city and soon found out that different authorities had different rules. They were not allowed to offer the hugs in some places because the authorities considered them a public liability problem. The authorities thought if anybody got hurt while Juan was hugging someone, the city would be sued. Shimon and Juan were told that they needed to purchase $25 million worth of liability insurance. Purchasing insurance wasn't an option for the two young men, so they decided to start a petition drive to convince the city to allow them to give away free hugs. Shimon filmed the petition drive, and within a few weeks they collected more than 10,000 signatures. Juan presented the petition to the City of Sydney Council, and Juan was allowed to continue giving hugs. Then nothing much happened, and life moved on. Shimon's band wanted to move to Los Angeles, California to get a bigger piece of a bigger pie. Shimon took out a loan from his father as well as a personal loan. The band's manager lent them some money, and they kept borrowing money to make it happen. They moved to Los Angeles, lived in a two-bedroom apartment with four people, and ate pasta and noodles every day. Nothing had happened with the hours of footage that Shimon and Juan had created together. Juan was still in Sydney when his grandmother died, and he was left to care for his blind grandfather. His head was spinning, and he was alone again while Shimon was busy following his dreams in Los Angeles. Juan called Shimon to tell him about his grandmother's death, and Shimon wanted to do something for him. That evening, Shimon took a look at the footage that had been sitting useless for months. In a single long night, he turned it into a short film accompanied by his own song, All the Same, which the band had recorded. The next morning, Shimon sent it to Juan on a disc as a present with a note that read, "This is who you are." ¶¶ While Shimon was editing the film, the band walked in and suggested putting it up on the video sharing site YouTube.com. He posted it on Friday night. By Sunday, the video had received 250,000 views. Once the video reached 250,000 views, YouTube took the video down to make sure that the video had clearance from the band. Shimon had to sign a piece of paper giving YouTube.com permission to play the video, and YouTube.com immediately featured the video on their front page. Then the following happened. A producer from Good Morning America saw the video on YouTube. A television audience of millions watched Juan at Work when Good Morning America broadcast the video. Oprah Winfrey's producer's doctor saw the video and Juan was invited to appear on her show Oprah. College student Yu Zhu Wei saw the video and started a campaign to hug everyone in Taiwan. Free hug days were scheduled in Australia, Italy, Canada, the United States, Switzerland, Belgium, England, and Denmark. News media featured students from the McKendree College giving free hugs before Game 5 of the World Series. It even spread to China, where a 24-year-old man named Baiju was detained by police in Shanghai after copying the idea for not having a permit to hold a gathering in a public place. The impact grew to influence entire governments. In order to combat discrimination against people infected with AIDS and HIV, the French government called on its citizens to embrace strangers who hoisted signs on the street offering free hugs. That's impact. People hold up cardboard signs every day. Why did Juan and Shimon have impact when so many other people have so very little? I'm going to show you exactly what the crucial differences are and how you can have massive impact on the same scale that Juan and Shimon did. First of all, remember this. If you want to have a big impact, solve a big problem. Anybody can get noticed. All you have to do is stand naked in Times Square dressed only in a cowboy hat. But if you want to have a big impact, you have to solve a big problem or create one. For now, I'm going to assume that you don't want to be the problem, so that means you need to be looking for problems that need to be solved. One man's hug solved a very real problem. Even in today's connected world, people are isolated. They are often separated from family and friends, and electronic communications is often impersonal and leaves us craving simple physical interactions. One man's hugs give lonely people permission to connect in a physical way that helped them feel better. Juan felt the pain of loneliness and he offered a solution, but it could have ended there. Juan could have done nothing. Sometimes people just figure out a solution to a problem and keep it a secret. Sometimes they don't share it at all, and that can have a real impact. Imagine that you discover a cure for the common cold and only use it to fix your own sniffles. Maybe you just share it with a friend. Juan could have just hugged somebody at a party. It might have made that person feel better and may have increased the amount of hugs given out in the world, but that's not what happened. Juan didn't go to a party, he went to the mall. That choice made a big difference. Why would Juan choose to go to the mall? Most likely because that's where the people are. We don't often think of a mall as a community, but it definitely is one. A group of people gathers and shares common interests and resources. Merchants sell goods and people purchase those goods. They may share a common language, a geographical area, an income level, political values, even loneliness. They are in a clump. So where does impact begin? So the first important action that Juan took was to identify an existing community where people who are lonely were clumped. But identifying that community wouldn't have made any difference at all without more action. The impact that Juan had would have died with a single hug if Juan had never gone to the mall. Even if he'd gone to the mall, it would be unlikely that he would have received any hugs without the use of a simple cardboard sign. It was a simple voice that carried through the mall his core message and got him noticed. Still, Juan's impact would have died if he had given up after the first rejections. People weren't responding because they weren't sure that it was okay to respond. They needed to know that it was safe to hug Juan. Luckily, Juan was persistent and finally got his first hug from a very safe older lady. People saw that it was okay to smile and maybe even grab a hug of their own. As more and more people smiled and hugged, it became easier to join in because it was becoming apparent that people approved. But Juan's impact could have died in a single day if he hadn't decided to go back to the mall again. Each time Juan made a trip to the mall, he impacted more people, and he became an identifiable part of the existing community of the mall. Each time Juan made a trip to the mall, he impacted more people, and he became an identifiable part of the existing community of the mall. By repeating his actions on a regular basis, Juan became a respected part of that community and developed relationships that would grow the impact that he had and to ensure that his dreams wouldn't die. Shimon was a key part of the mall community, and he brought the important new elements that would eventually increase the visibility and impact of Juan's hugs. By capturing the feelings and emotions of people in the mall community and Juan's impact on video, Shimon was able to transfer the impact of the moment in a format that could be spread to millions of people. If Shimon had never filmed the moment, Juan's impact would have been limited to a small mall community in Australia. As it turned out, the filming of the event focused attention on the event even in the moment as it was being filmed. Shimon and Juan identified other places where people gathered and expanded into more communities. Hugging was spread into places that had never seen Juan giving out hugs. As each new location was added, the impact grew. As a result of this growth, more attention was focused on Juan, and eventually that attention created controversy as local authorities began to worry about the impact that Juan's hugs were having throughout the city. Adding controversy to an event can be likened to throwing gasoline on a fire, and if you throw enough on, you will definitely attract attention. The flames of controversy attracted key members of two more communities, the local government and local media, who spread the news throughout the entire city. I've got more to talk about with Juan Man, but for today, just remember that impact can begin with a single cardboard sign and spread to millions. In our next episode, we'll talk about how key influencers really make your message move to the masses. Until then, take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at the actions that can move it to other existing communities and have an impact today. Be sure and subscribe to this broadcast on iTunes. Download the recording, stuff it in your file of learning materials, and let's make an impact together.
This is my first introduction to Ken, and I have to say I think he's an absolutely phenomenal individual. He has felt like he has held my hand, even though he really hasn't, to try and help me move forward in my projects that I'm working on. His caring demeanor is absolutely astonishing.
I would like to highly recommend that you check out Ken MacArthur and anything that he has to offer. Ken has given me some awesome advice. In fact, I consider Ken a legend in the internet marketing arena, and I go to him anytime I'm about to launch a new product or if I need marketing advice or strategic advice. I go to Ken first because I know that his advice is gold. It's pure gold. So make sure that you pick up anything that Ken has to offer. Get to an event of his. You're going to learn a ton from this man. Highly recommended.
And I just want to say that if you ever have a chance to meet Ken MacArthur in person, you have to take that chance. Just drop whatever you're doing, take time off from work, and just go to whatever event he is hosting, because it's just an incredible experience.
The latest and greatest information is always available at kenmacarthur.com.